As dramatic developments keep on unfolding in Egypt and a new president is sworn in, many in the country and around the world are trying to come to grips with the events of the past week and whether or not the military's actions could be regarded as a coup. In Egypt, while the overwhelming scene was that of celebrations for what many Egyptians view as the army siding with the people's demands, there's another sentiment among Morsi supporters that they have been betrayed by the army's actions and call the moves nothing short of an orchestrated military takeover.
This is a definite coup d'etat against the legitimate president, the first elected president of Egypt. It is true that his performance was dismal, and it is true that the level of satisfaction with his performance is very, very low. Very few people are satisfied with his performance. So he could have been asked to stay on power for an interim period of 3 or 6 months and then have an early presidential elections. But for him to go overnight after an ultimatum from the military, this is a definition of a coup d'etat.
Security forces were quick following General Sisi's speech in arresting senior Muslim Brotherhood officials and closing down religious channels who have been supporting Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, raising suspicions of Islamists that a crackdown will be ensued. But many others in Egypt regard the arrests as necessary to avoid bloodshed after Brotherhood leaders encouraged their supporters to take to the streets and fight for the legitimacy of the ousted president. Others believe that the actions of the Brotherhood's leadership over the past year is worthy of criminal persecution.
The Anbiya Morsi must be tried for all their wrongdoings and the key role they play in peaceful protesters. We will not forgive anyone who killed innocent lives and those responsible for ruining the country.
During the televised speech of General Sisi, an emphasis was placed on the fact that the army does not wish to play a political role. Sisi said that the army was only responding to the demands of the people and that it had no desire to play a political role. Political figures who had opposed Morsi also make statements that a political roadmap will be followed that ensured elections as early as possible and national reconciliation to guarantee that no group is marginalized. But it's not Egyptians who will be carefully monitoring the actions of the army. Reactions varied from world leaders, and while a number of Arab states commended the actions of the Egyptian people and the army, Western leaders were more wary of the developments. American President Barack Obama said his government was deeply concerned by the armed forces' actions and that military and economic aid to Egypt will be reviewed. The UN and the British government also expressed concern over the developments in Egypt and called on the army to hand over power to a democratically elected president swiftly. Ousted President Mohamed Morsi is currently being held at the Ministry of Defense, while the newly sworn-in president, Adli Mansour, is carrying out talks to form a national coalition government.
The debate on the interpretation of the army's actions will continue for some time. Whether in fact it was merely responding to the demands of the people or was a military coup planned all along, a question that will only be answered as the details of the new transitional phase emerges. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.